Our phone number is 337-238-0314. Or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our general overseer and founders, Bishop Elbert Mulberry and Annie Mulberry. Come worship with God's great body of people and be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again the same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your
hands. I'm always excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. In the book of Lamentation, the third chapter, it should be on our screen. Amen. Lamentation, the third chapter. Verse 21 to verse 24. Man, just moaning the Lord laid on our heart. We read it. Verse 21, let's read. This I call to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord mercy. Because of him, fear not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, say the Lord. So therefore will I hope in him. Amen. Thank you so kindly. This is the word of the Lord. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about holding on to hope. Holding on to hope. Amen. When you're holding on to hope, that means you won't let go. In spite of all what you've gone through, been through, you got to hold on to hope. Even in this brand new year, you ought to thank God, because there's some things we thought we might have got rid of, but it might have followed you across in 26. But if you hold on to hope, you ain't got nothing to worry about, because you're holding on to Jesus Christ, his hand. This morning we see Book of Lamentation is Jeremiah has been dwelling, my brothers and sisters, on his sorrow and the sorrow of his people. He was greatly afflicted because God's people was experiencing God's wrath due to their idolatry and sin and lack of repentance. He said, I am the man that has seen affliction. He lost hope. Just like some people have lost hope, seem like there is nothing else you can do, God cannot do for you. But if you trust God enough, he's going to allow you to go through some things. But you got to hold on to hope. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Can I tell you, you are not the only one going through ups and downs. You won't be the only one. Matter of fact, we all can write a book on some stuff we've been through. But you also can write a book on some stuff that God brought you out of. And that's the thing, it's not what you've been through, but what he brought you out of. And you know that he brought you out a whole lot. Amen. Then you know I'm holding on to hope. Jeremiah, this morning, my brother and sister, he looked at what is going on. And when you lose hope, you lose everything. you lose your faith. You lose your desire to live. You lose your love for God. But what do you do when your life falls apart? What do you do? You got to still hold on to hope. That's the time to hold on. When it seems like your life is falling apart, don't you fall apart with it. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. The book of Lamentation, my brothers and sisters, means deep sorrow, moaning, and regret. It often involves crying, wearing, grief. He takes the suffering of what happened to the city and personalize it in his own life as if it had happened to him. Jeremiah feels what they're going through. He also feels what God is doing to the people of God. He feels the pain. He feels the agony. He even feels the sorrow. But also, there's some love there too. God would only bless us with blessing, we wouldn't know how it feels to be without. Sometimes people want the blessing, but they don't want to go through nothing. In this life, you have to go through some ups and downs. And as a child of God, don't ever let nobody make you believe that when you become a child of God, that everything going to be okay. It won't. That's the time you're going to challenge some ups and downs. That's the time you're going to have to find out that I'm holding on to hope. Amen? You must understand, Jeremiah took upon himself, amen, to see how he feel, amen, what they was going through. And if it happened to him, amen, he sees God as the cause of the suffering. How many have been there when you're going through things? Amen. If you don't be careful, you blame God for what you're going through. We even say, why God allowed me to go through it? Why not you? You are not sovereign from this or that. We want to be called a child of God, but we want to go through what a child of God had to go through. And sometimes when we go through our ups and downs, our sickness, or even some things I was seeing, what we cause, amen, it looked like God had turned his back upon us. You got to remember Jesus. Jesus felt the same way. He asked his Father, why have thou forsaken me? He hadn't forsaken, but he turned his back upon sin. He loved the sinner, but he don't love the sin. And here it is this morning, Jeremiah is looking, he is, amen, you've read the story. Jeremiah, he's a weeping servant, but also, amen, he feels what they're going through. Jeremiah, he views God as a tender and tormented servant. He viewed him as what God is doing. You look at the scripture from verse 1 and 3, he sees, I am the one have been afflicted by the rod of his wrath. He had led me and brought me into darkness, but not into the light. Surely again against me is he turned, and he turned his hand against me all the days. Look how he feels. He's feeling that God had done something wrong. God hadn't done nothing wrong. But sometimes he allows us to go through something. He'll allow us to go through a setback just for him to set us up for something better in life. He'll allow you to fall just for him to pick you up. He'll allow you to, amen, play with the devil long enough just for you to realize that he didn't have nothing to offer you. But now, since I turned back to Jesus Christ, he got a whole lot to offer me. Look what he feels, my brother and sister, from verse 46. He feels that as he's as a prisoner, warden who won't let him escape his pain. In verse 7 to 9, as a wild animal who keeps attacking him. In verse 10 to 11, as a hunter who stalking him day and night. Verse 12 to 14, he looked and said, and so now he lose all hope. He can't take what had happened to him anymore. He can't feel any solution to his pain. He's caught up in something. He's lost hope. And when you lose hope, you lose everything. That's why we can't stop praying. We got to continue praying and ask the Lord to guide us and lead us every step of the way. He feels his pain. That's the time to hold on to hope. That's the time to, amen, don't let go, because God knows what you're going through. He knows you better than you know yourself. Yes, he do. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he knows when you're going to give up. He knows who's not going to give up. He knows who he can trust with trouble, who he can trust with sickness, who he can trust with disappointment, who he can trust with setback. He knows all of that. Huh? But we got to hold on to hope. You can't let go. You got to hold on. Here it is, my brothers and sisters. Through all of this, in verse 18, he said, my strength had perished. So is my hope from the Lord. He feel hurt at the hands of God. Have you ever felt hurt at the hands of God? Seem like God had left you. Seem like God is not blessing you like you should be blessed. It's just a setback. Just for you to trust him a little bit more. I'm glad the Lord don't give me everything I ask for. I'm glad he don't give me everything I ask for. You know, some Christians say, child, every time I pray, God open doors, not for me. Every time I pray, things happen, not me all the time. I've been praying for some things for a long time. Still ain't answered yet. But I believe he's on the way. You got to have hope. And I'm glad he didn't answer it right then and there. Because, you know, some of us, if he answered right then and there, we get the big head. Nobody can tell us nothing. We start picking up your shoulder, you hold your head up, you know, like you're God. And he answered just your prayer. You got some Christian people like that. They tell you God answered all my prayer. He answered all of mine. Somebody said no. Somebody told me wait. Somebody told me I don't need it. But I still trust him. Amen. And that's how Jeremiah felt. Amen. He had done nothing wrong. But he feel like he is in a crushing disappointment and pain. He's in darkness without light, bitterness and tribulation. Huh? Right there. Question without answers. Have you ever been like that? You got question but no answer. I've been questioning you, Lord, about a situation. You never give me an answer. I've been asking you about this. I've been asking you to move this out my life, move this, move him, move her, and you never give me no answer. You sure he didn't give you an answer? Maybe you're not paying attention. Talk to me if you can. The sign is there. Sometimes we just ignore it. Then we want everybody to, you know, we want to ask everybody, tell everybody. But sometimes God done told you what he wants you to hear. But sometimes we delete it out of our spirit. And you keep praying. And sometimes God says, I'm going to let you just keep praying. Because I didn't give you the answer. You just ain't taking heed to it. And sometimes God says, you might as well get off your knees and pray for something else. Quit worrying me, because that's all you're doing, because I didn't give you the answer. And that's how it is with us sometimes. God done already told us what he said, but we don't want to take heed to it. We don't want to admit and realize that what we're going through because of ourselves sometimes. And sometimes we put ourselves in a predicament, and God don't want us. God never left you. We left him. He still loves you. Because he didn't love you, he wouldn't have crossed you over to 26. In spite of all what you've done, huh? He crossed you over. Amen? And here it is. He felt that God had abandoned him. He felt that there was no hope. But there was still hope. There's still hope. And then he goes on in verse 19 and 20. He cries out to God and ask God to remember his suffering, his affliction. His soul remembered it. Why can't you remember God? God remember everything. He remember your affliction. He remember your suffering. He remember what you're going through. He know what you're going through. He want to make sure you know what you're going through. He knows that you're on the verge of giving up. And he wants you to hold on to hope when there's nothing else left. You ought to have hope in Jesus Christ. When you're at the end of your rope, you ought to be able to grab a hold a little bit notch and say, I'm going to hold on. Have you ever been with everybody tell you to just let it go? And you say, I'm going to hold on. God didn't tell you to let go. And sometimes God tell you to let go. Some things we won't let go. But in this, he said, Lord, remember what I'm going through. My suffering, his affliction, his soul remembered it. He wants God to remember it as well. Sometimes we want people to remember some stuff we went through. And that's you going through it. Amen? He pleaded with God. Even when he have lost hope in God, he got to keep coming back to him. When you lose hope, that's the time to keep coming back. Don't ever give up. Whatever you didn't get in 25, don't give up in 26. Whatever doors have been closed in your faith in 25, don't give up in 26. That might be the time that God has tested your faith. You've been hurt in 25. That don't mean you're going to be hurt in 26. Yes, you may go through the motion, but God say, I never left you, never forsake you. You got to hold on to hope. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Got to keep coming back. If you didn't answer it last year, keep coming back this year. Don't dare give up. You got to keep coming back. God cares for us. Yes, he do. He cares for us. He cares, huh? Keep coming back, holding on to hope. Huh? This year, 2026, we got to hold on to hope. And don't let go. I don't care how dark it looked in your life. Don't let go. Hold on to hope. Sometimes your life looks dark. Seems like the sun never shines. That's God telling you. Just hold on a little while longer. Where is your faith? say we put more emphasis in doctors than we do Jesus. Doctors is good. God put them here. He put him here. But they can't do nothing without his knowledge, without his wisdom. Amen? And I thank God for my doctor, but I thank God for Dr. Jesus. And whenever I go through something, I learn to hold on to hope. But in all of that he's going through, look at Jeremiah. You read verse 1 all the way to verse 20. Look what how he's feeling, what he's dealing with. But in the middle of his pain, he lift up his eyes to the Lord. Good God of mine. In the middle of your pain, in the middle of your struggle, in the middle of what you're going through, you got to lift up your eyes unto the Lord from which cometh your help. In the middle of your dilemma, in the middle of you getting ready to give up, in the middle of whatever the doctor told you, you got to lift up your eyes and hold on to hope. Look at it. The clouds begin to disappear. The skies get clear, clears up. Ain't that look like you? Look like us? We got clouds in our lives. Seem like the sky never clear up some stuff you're going through. Never clear up in your marriage. Never clear up in your finance. Never clear up in your children. But you got to hold on. Got to keep holding on to hope. And when you hold on to hope, God is able to bring you through. Yes, he's able to bring you through. He meant the cloud, he meant the sky is clear. His complaint of his personal affliction and grief is right there. He was feeling sorrow for himself. Have you ever felt sorry for yourself? Sometimes you got to quit feeling sorry for yourself and trust God. Quit singing that old song. Nobody knows the trouble I go through. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. And say he's the on time God. You know, the longer you feel sorry for yourself, people will help you feel sorry for you. Some people will let you feel sorry and they'll help you. They'll help you cry. That way you got to be careful who you go around to give you encouragement, to give you hope, encourage your faith, huh? If I'm broke, I don't need to go around nobody who's broke. I need to go around somebody who got some money. If I'm discouraged, I don't need to go around somebody who's discouraged. I need to go around somebody who got courage. I don't need to go around somebody who ain't got no faith. I need to go around somebody who got faith as a grain of mustard seed. My head down, I don't need to go around nobody who got their head down. I need somebody to pick their head up so they can tell me, Vanky, pick your head up. God is able. Quit singing an old song. Nobody knows. God knows. I've been there. I've done that. Been there. God opened door for me. He can open door for you. But you got to hold on to hope. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. I learned to quit feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry to myself too. And wipe my own tears. And I wouldn't do myself no good. God says, save your tears when you need to cry. Y'all caught that? You hear what I say? Some of you cry for anything. Save your tears when you really need to cry. When you need to cry, then you don't cry. Amen? The goodness and the mercy of God. I cry sometimes because the Lord been so good to me. I cry because the Lord, you save a sinner like me. I cry because, Lord, you didn't have to do it. You saved me. I cry because, I say, Lord, look what you've done with me. I cry because, Lord, you changed me around. You turned me around. You want some more? Come on. Put your name in there. I cry because, Lord, when everybody cast me out, when everybody say I'm going to be nobody, you made me somebody. And my tears rolled down my eye. But then he said, weeping may do for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He quit crying. Wipe your tears. You don't feel sorry for yourself no more. I don't feel sorry for myself. God, I think God did it. He did it. Even when some of you go through your sickness, don't feel sorry. That's the time to trust God. And wait on the Lord. Don't dare give up. Some of us, some of you will never be able to go through what Job went through. We talk about Job, but you wouldn't be able to go through what Job went through. Because some of our faith is so wishy-washy, so weak. And if God can't trust you with a little bit, what make you think you trust you with a big, big? Some of you want some big stuff, but God can't trust you with the little stuff. He can't trust you with bumping your toe. And you crying all night long. That's just a toe. Why you bump your toe? Can I tell you why? You was up at night trying to get something in the business. Trying to eat something in the dark. Hit your toe. And you didn't say, bless God. I've been there. Trying to sneak, Sister Jones sleeping, but trying to sneak in there, get me a little snack. Grand Key left a toe out of stomach and hit my toe. Oh! I didn't say praise the Lord. That's me. I'm not holy like y'all. But I still ate what I ate, and I got in the big boy. Ooh, Lord Jesus. So merciful. Amen. Praise the Lord. By myself. Y'all praying for me? I'm almost through. And Jeremiah quit crying. He looked at himself. He looked at how good God had been to him. He wasn't feeling sorry for himself. It looked like that God had turned his fate around. He said, this I recall, is right there. This I recall to my mind. What do you recall? Therefore, have I hope. He recalled to his mind, I have hope. When we get our mind right, then there is hope. Long as your mind is not right, there'll be no hope. Amen. When we get our mind right, there is hope. Let's see what he called to mind. Bad as things are, it is the mercy of God that they are not worse than they could have been. Things are bad, but it's not worse. It could have been worse. We are not consumed like Moses burning bush, yet not consumed. Persecuted of men, but not forsaken. Right there. Forsaken, but not cast down. It's right there. But not destroyed. Look what he's saying. It is of the Lord's mercy. Do anybody know anything but God's mercy? I'm talking about God's mercy. That's what Jeremiah said. It is of the Lord's mercy. Amen. His compassion fail not. We have failed him. But he cannot fail us. That's real love. That's real love. Huh? Why? Because God cares for us. He cares for us. Look what Jeremiah said. He's saying right there. Look, he say,
Which means, everybody say, they are new.